This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. If you needed further evidence of the dangers that wildfires pose to local communities and how quickly they can turn from a small local blaze of a few hundred acres to a full-blown wildfire burning thousands of acres, look no further than the small Trinity County town of Helena. At dinnertime on Wednesday, the first reports of a wildfire in the Six Rivers National Forest had been reported. Within 12 hours, Highway 299 had been closed to all traffic. The fire had grown to more than 3,000 acres, and residents were ordered to evacuate from locations east of Weaverville. By noon today, some 2,000 people had been forced to evacuate, and the fire had grown to more than 5,000 acres. California Highway Patrol Public Information Officer Cy May said that telling people that they must leave their residence or that they can't return home due to road closures can be very emotional.
Definitely, that's a huge part of it. When we're having to help with evacuations or shutting roadways down and people aren't able to get to their house or this and that, it can be emotional and very scary for them. But, you know, if it's a hard closure, it's a hard closure. I'm sorry, you can't get in, and I apologize. This is for your own good. We're trying to keep you safe. If they then go to tell us, hey, there's somebody at my house, then we're going to bring, you know, the troops and we're going to go get them.
An evacuation center has been established at the First Baptist Church in Weaverville, and schools in Weaverville have been closed. In addition to the Helena fire, residents in eastern Humboldt and Del Norte counties, along with those in Siskiyou and Trinity, will have to deal with very poor air quality over the next few days. Triple-digit temperatures are in the forecast, and combined with lower humidity and some wind, the threat of fire spread or for new fires is increased. Air quality in areas around the complexes of fires burning in the Six Rivers National Forest and the Klamath National Forest will be unhealthy to hazardous, and the weather may not change until Monday. The Orleans, Eclipse, Salmon August, and Chetco Bar Fire complexes have all impacted residents and firefighters alike. Road closures, detours, and traffic delays can be expected, and motorists are encouraged to check road conditions if they travel this holiday weekend. A second community meeting is scheduled for Happy Camp tonight. Some 1,200 residents in and around the small town have been impacted by wildfire, and the Forest Service will also host a public meeting in Gaski due to the Eclipse complex. The family of a missing Eureka man is happy to report that they have reestablished contact with him and that he is safe and sound. Last week, posters appeared in Eureka regarding 24-year-old Bradley Still, who hadn't been heard from for a few weeks. Still's family contacted the KINS news desk this morning to confirm that he had been found and that he was immensely sorry for having caused such grief to his family. Still was in good health, and his family is in good spirits. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.